My name is Rachel, and I'm here to talk to you about sleep and what healthy sleep looks like. Have you ever had a rough night? If you're like most people, you probably have. In this podcast, I will help you understand how important sleep is and what certain symptoms mean. I will also talk about how you can transform your sleep into the healthiest possible so that you can wake up every day rejuvenated. Why is sleep important? Sleep is a vital factor in the mental and physical health as well as safety and quality of your life. Sleep deficiency can lead to a lack of attentiveness, creativity, poor decision-making, an increase of depression, risk-taking behavior, and suicidal thoughts, as well as it makes obesity and diabetes more common. It also can cause microsleep. Microsleep is when you fall asleep for a short period of time when you're supposed to be awake. You might not even notice it, but it actually can affect your driving ability even more than being drunk. There has been at least 100,000 car accidents per year caused by microsleep. That is an enormous number, considering sleep deficiency is kind of hard to test. So that number is even bigger than it says it is. I'm here with my 9-year-old sister, Isabel. Hi, Izzy.
Hey!
I have a couple questions for you. Are you ready to answer?
Totally!
Okay. Do you think sleep is important?
Tots.
Why?
Well, it's really good for your physical health. And, I mean, it helps you also with your mental health. And I think really comfy.
Yeah, sleep is pretty great. It's really important. You pretty much got it spot on and more. It plays a really important in your physical health and your heart and your brain and all of your organs. And yeah. So what is your sleep quality like on a normal night?
Pretty nice. I wake up a couple times every week and I have lots of dreams. Well, the ones that I can remember, at least. Oh, it's pretty nice, yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Do you know what a sleep cycle is?
Totally, because we've done this like 5 times before.
Yeah. What's your guess?
Well, you didn't exactly tell me what it is, but I think it's like a cycle for sleep. It's like,
yeah. Okay,
that's what you said.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Okay, so thank you, Isabel. Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Let's get into the fun stuff. Sleepwalking. Sleepwalking, formerly known as somnambulism, sorry, forgive my pronunciation, is a behavior disorder that originates during deep sleep and results in walking or performing other complex behaviors while asleep. It is much more common in children than adults and is more likely to occur if a person is sleep deprived. Because a sleepwalker typically remains in deep sleep throughout the episode, he or she may not experience, she might not wake up, he or she, and will probably not remember the sleepwalking incident. Dreams. We all dream, but what are dreams? Dreams are stories and images our minds create while we sleep. Dreams can occur at any time during sleep, but most vivid dreams occur during REM sleep, when the brain is most active. Vivid dreams are dreams that produce powerful feelings or strong, clear images in the mind. there isn't known that much about the purpose of dreams, but studies show that people who are prevented from dreaming, like they still sleep, but they get woken up every time they start dreaming, they can experience increased tension, anxiety, depression, difficulty concentrating, lack of coordination, weight gain, and tendency to hallucinate. And that's just from lack of dreaming, not sleep. I have always been a bit of a sleepwalker and sleep talker. One time I slept walked into an Amish person's attic. It's a real story. I was in fourth grade and my family was staying at an Amish person's house. It was like a family. And I slept walked into their attic. I walked up some seriously steep stairs up a giant pile of paint buckets and right into the middle of the space, all while sleeping. I probably slept walked because I was sleep deprived due maybe to the stress of not being at home or staying up too late and getting up too early. It's always a fun story though to tell, because when I woke up I couldn't get out and I was stuck up there for way too long since my mom thought the yelling was from the young Amish boy who lived there. And since the Amish people didn't believe in electricity, the room was pitch black, so I couldn't get out. So I just yelled for my mom till she came and get me. It's hilarious now that I look back at it, but it was terrifying then. An important question in this podcast is, what can I do to make my sleep healthier? Here are some tips. Limiting daytime naps to 30 minutes. Naps are good for you, but napping does not make up for inadequate nighttime sleep. Avoiding stimulants. Caffeine, nicotine, and even alcohol, they're not good for you. Don't drink them before bed. Exercise. Exercise promotes good quality sleep. As little as 10 minutes can help you. Steering clear of food that can be disruptive before sleep. That means heavier rich foods, fattier fried meals, spicy dishes, citrus fruit, and carbonated drinks. They can lead to painful heartburn that disrupts sleep. Establishing a regular relaxing bedtime routine. This allows your brain to know when it's going to sleep. So if you go to bed around the same time every night, your brain will feel like it has to go to sleep and you'll be able to go to sleep faster. Making sure the sleep environment is pleasant. This means the bedroom needs to be cool, 60 to 67 degrees, and no TV screens around, white noise, humidifiers, fans, earplugs, shades, it doesn't matter. Just keep it relaxing. Anyways, those are some sleep hygiene tips. I hope you use them. Sleep is key to good health. Without good sleep, we tend to struggle, whether or not we are driving on the road or digesting food correctly. Getting good sleep can only make your life easier. You can do this by using sleep hygiene. I mentioned a good amount of them. If you're still struggling after trying these for a while, I would suggest taking a visit to your doctor, because sleeping is important, so you should do what you can to make it healthy. Thank you, Anchor.fm, for your awesome format and music. Thank you to my interviewees for talking. I want to give a big thank you to Mrs. Taylor and all of my sources, Tuck.com, WebMD.com, SleepFoundation.org, ScientificAmerican.com, and NHLBI.NIH.gov. Lastly, I want to thank myself for making this podcast, and this was awesome. Sleep well tonight.